Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Celebrate Art and Conservation at the 2025 Wild Arts Festival, hosted by Bird Alliance of Oregon. The Bird Alliance of Oregon is excited to announce the return of the 45th Wild Arts Festival on December 6th and 7th, 2025, at the Wingspan Event Center in Portland. This event celebrates art, literature, and conservation, showcasing a diverse selection of artwork, nature-inspired books, and silent auction items. With 62 artists, 25 writers, and over 100 auction items, attendees can support the Bird Alliance of Oregon's mission of inspiring love and protection for birds and wildlife. Presented by the Backyard Bird Shop and Sauvie Island Natives, the festival promises a memorable experience with convenient access via light rail. Join them in their pursuit of conservation at this exciting event.
ES Gold Corp, OTESAUF, proves scalable potential with new JV in South America. ES Gold Corp, listed as CSE-ESAU and OTCQB-ESAUF, is making strides in environmental recovery and precious metal extraction. The company is set to clean up a legacy mining site in Quebec while also signing a joint venture agreement for similar operations in Colombia, a renowned gold-producing region. By implementing a tailings-to-cash-flow model, ES Gold aims to generate returns for shareholders without constant capital raises. This expansion into South America demonstrates the company's scalable potential and sets the stage for future international growth opportunities. Network News Breaks ES Gold Corp CSAU O-Teachered in Network News Audio Release on Columbia Joint Venture. ES Gold Corp traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OCQB under ESAUF. Is the focus of a recent Network News audio release discussing their joint venture in Colombia. The company has signed a binding memorandum of understanding with Planta Magdalena SAS for a gold and silver project in Colombia's Department of Bolivar. ES Gold will invest $1.5 million for a 50% joint venture interest with an option to acquire the remaining 50% within 12 months. This partnership allows ES Gold to establish a second operation alongside its Montauban project in Quebec, with production permits already secured. ES Gold Corp is a pre-production resource company leading in clean mining and exploration innovation, with a focus on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Porsche shelves plans to make its own EV batteries over cost concerns. Porsche has announced that it is shelving plans to manufacture its own electric vehicle batteries due to cost concerns. Other manufacturers like Massimo Group are likely exploring ways to reduce the sticker price of their offerings. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. Ford's upcoming 30K truck shows Trump is unlikely to derail EVs. Ford's upcoming $30,000 truck signifies that President Trump is unlikely to derail the electric vehicle movement in the U.S. Despite Trump's opposition to EVs and efforts to remove incentives, companies like Ford and Lucid Group Inc. remain committed to advancing electric vehicles. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Investment in renewables reaches record levels globally. Bloomberg NEF says, a recent Bloomberg NEF report reveals that investment in renewables, such as wind and solar, has reached record levels globally in the first half of the year. The 2H 2025 Renewable Energy Investment Tracker by Bloomberg NEF shows significant growth in small-scale solar and global offshore wind, while asset finance for onshore wind and utility-scale solar has decreased from levels seen in H1 2024. These findings are expected to offer valuable insights to companies like PowerBank Corporation, NASDAQ CUN, FSCE 103, looking to enter the renewable energy market.
UGI system upgrades set to begin next week along Greenfield Road in Lancaster County. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to start a natural gas main replacement project along Greenfield Road in Lancaster County on September 2nd. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Work will take place on Greenfield Road between Independence Court and Route 30, as well as on Hempstead Road near Pitney Road Shopping Plaza main entrance. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., potentially causing road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. The new gas main installation is expected to be finished by the end of October, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at the company's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.